This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your sister Kalisha Bennett from Developing Diamonds coming to you on behalf of Academy Alive. If I was to ask you, is a blind person and a seeing person equal in potential, in capability, in the way that they're able to live and navigate their lives? Clearly not. Is a living person likened to a dead person? Can they experience things in the same way? Are they able to achieve and do things and function in the same way? Obviously not. So just as the blind and the seeing are not equal, and the living and the dead are not equal, likewise, someone who has knowledge and someone who does not have knowledge, they are not equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those who know equal to those who not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, are they equal, those who know and those who don't? When you look around you in your life, or when you reflect upon yourself, are you equal to someone who has a large amount of Islamic knowledge? Are you equal to someone who has absolutely no amount of Islamic knowledge? No, there is a difference. There's a difference in the quality of life. There's a difference in the quality of character. There's a difference in what the person is able to do, their potential that they're able to fulfill. So in that way, we reflect and realize that, you know what, someone who does have knowledge is not equal to someone who does have knowledge. And if we want to be people who are maybe at the forefront, or people who are able to carry greater responsibilities, people who are able to give more to society, able to help more, able to give wisdom and advice more, we should want to be of those who have knowledge. And that is going to take a decision from you. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take some zeal of wanting to be more than what you are today. How many times do we meet Muslims in our day-to-day lives, maybe within our families, and they have not read one Islamic book for decades, you know, a complete book, or they have been stagnant in their level of Quran reading for 30-40 years, subhanAllah, or some people who throughout their whole lives they've never read the Quran from cover to cover. These are decisions that we as individuals are making day to day about whether we progress in our Islamic knowledge or not. So I want to implore upon you guys and remind myself that those who have knowledge and those who do not have knowledge are not equal. So we should want to rise above the rest and be of those who have knowledge to be able to fulfill the mission that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be better equipped than perhaps the average person. So embark on that path of knowledge and start today, inshallah.